We're talking with Dr. Kerry Lewis from the Riverside Cat Hospital in Okemos. Dr. Lewis, you talked about why people don't get cats spayed or neutered, but I know that we've talked in the past about some of the benefits of why they should get them done other than just the overpopulation issue. Can you elaborate a little bit on that for our listeners?
Well, of course, you know, helping to control the number of cats, unwanted cats out there is a good thing, and people should be able to feel good about having that done. But there are a number of reasons why you may not want to share your house with an intact male or female cat. Particularly with male cats, when they reach maturity, their urine will have a very strong odor, and you're not going to want to be smelling that in your house. They also have a tendency to want to mark their territory, which might be the walls of your house or the doors. And neutering can certainly help to eliminate that problem.
It probably helps to get that on earlier rather than a learned behavior.
Yeah, if you wait for the behavior to start and then have the cat neutered, it's more likely to continue after neutering. Yeah, so getting it done first, that's a very important point. Cats that are not neutered tend to get in fights with other cats outdoors, particularly stray cats. And so you'll be having wounds or infections that you might need to deal with, of course, with associated veterinary bills. And cats that are not spayed or neutered tend to come into more contact with stray cats and pick up unwanted diseases, even serious diseases like feline leukemia virus.
And again, maybe just to emphasize how important it is to do before they become sexually mature, is that intensity to want to figure out how to get outside starts, for the most part, when they become sexually mature. So if you actually stop that, a lot of those learned behaviors that keep them indoors or outdoors, depending, can be influenced, right?
That's absolutely right. I mean, every kitten might have a curiosity about what's outside, that strong urge to need to get out and find a mate and interact with other cats certainly comes with maturity. And so if you can get to the problem before they reach that point, your cat's much more likely to be perfectly happy just staying indoors.
Yeah, because we hear that. You know, it's like, well, I couldn't keep him in if I wanted to. Well, you know, this is that kind of calling out to the public. Let's do it before it happens. You know, that it is a preventative medicine type situation.
Absolutely. And in talking about it that way, it's something that you should consider before you ever adopt a cat. You know, you understand that your cat's probably going to need some vaccinations and some checkups, and spaying and neutering should just be part of what's understood should be done before you even adopt a cat. It should be planned for ahead of time.
I know you probably want to get into female cats, but I know that sometimes, you know, the overall cost of when you find yourself in a financial situation where you can't afford it, there are some low-cost alternatives out there for this, correct?
Yes, there are, particularly in the Lansing area. Your best bet for having your cat spayed or neutered is going to be to just go to your own veterinarian, because that person's going to know your cat. They're going to have seen the cat before, and they're going to know about any problems or concerns that, you know, that might have come along. But if cost is really an obstacle for you, then there are shelters that run low-cost spay and neuter programs. The Capital Area Humane Society here in Lansing runs a program year-round for low-cost spaying and neutering. They may have some requirements as far as updating, you know, certain vaccinations if they're not updated. But in general, the cost is much lower than going to your own veterinarian.
Right. And that would, when you think it may not necessarily be the best of two options, if you have your own vet or you go to one of these clinics, you know, you probably have more exhaustive tests and procedures done at your local vet. So that might be one of the better ways to go. But the ultimate underlying issue here is that it's a social responsibility to get this done. So if you have to, going to a spay neuter clinic is imperative.
Yes. I mean, if there's no other way to get it done, there's no reason why it can't be done safely at a spay neuter clinic and, sure, you know, avoid having all those unwanted kittens.
And comment a little bit about female cats and why it tends to be an appropriate gesture for those, besides the necessity.
Yeah, very similar to male cats in a lot of ways, although, you know, living with a female cat that goes into heat can be very unpleasant. There's a lot of noise and meowing involved. And talk about wanting to sneak outside. Female cats in heat are just experts at getting past us and getting outdoors. And it only takes a few hours outside for them to come back with unwanted kittens.
I'm sure the listening audience is relating well to that.
I know there's quite a few people that have experienced this personally. And, you know, one thing particular to females that people need to realize is if your cat does become pregnant and has kittens, if there are any problems with that pregnancy or delivery and your cat might need a C-section, that can be quite expensive, even upwards of $800 to $1,000 in some cases. So if you think the cost of having your cat spayed is bad, then yeah. consider what might happen if she gets sure. pregnant and has problems.
Sure.
Dr. Lewis, if people have questions or concerns, they've thought about it, but they're just not sure about it, and they want to get in contact with you, can you give them how they can reach you either on the web or by phone to talk with you about this decision so that it makes it easier for them?
Yeah, the internet is a great resource. If they go to our website, which is www.riversidecathospital.com, you can just click on the Contact Us button, and it's got our telephone information and email information, and I'm always happy to answer emails. Or they can call the clinic directly at 517-347-2287, and if they have any particular questions or concerns about, you know, having their cat spayed or neutered, I'm happy to discuss it.
Well, we appreciate your coming in and talking about this subject again as our cat vet expert here on the Pet Expert Talk Show, because this is something that obviously is going to be an important issue. And if we can prevent this problem from occurring before it happens, it sounds like that's the best way to go. So thank you again. We've been talking with Dr. Kerry Lewis from the Riverside Cat Hospital in Okemos. And Rick, on the other side of the break, we've got the opportunity to talk with some folks from the Michigan Veterinary Medical Association and continue our conversation really about the best way to go about choosing a vet here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.